This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is John Jetter. He's the music director and conductor of the Fort Smith Symphony. Welcome back.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. This is a time of year when a lot of people are talking about season finales.
That's right. Yeah.
And you...
And we have one coming up. Saturday evening, May 21st, at the Arkansas Best Corporation Performing Arts Center in downtown Fort Smith. We are ending the season with a concert we're calling Harmonically Yours. It is a Pops concert featuring Robert Bonfilio, who is the world's foremost concert harmonica soloist. There you have it.
Yes.
Robert is terrific. He is a classically trained woodwind player, harmonica soloist, and composer. His master's degree is actually in composition from Manhattan School of Music. And if you look on his website, Google Robert, he is a full-time harmonica virtuoso. Now, people might be thinking, okay, well, he probably plays in a lot of clubs and things like that. No, he performs almost exclusively at classical music festivals and with symphony orchestra. He is busy and has been in demand for at least the last 20 years as a soloist performing a number of concertos. Yes, there are concertos for harmonica and orchestra. There are quite a few. There are concertos by Villa-Lobos, Malcolm Arnold, Darius Milhaud. Beethoven didn't write a concerto for this instrument, but there are actually a lot of pieces, and they are legit concert works. And he has really been very important in making the harmonica being accepted as actually an established concert instrument. It's still a lot of fun to play. Mm-hmm. And he's a terrific artist. He actually doesn't, believe it or not, he does very a few Pops concerts here. You'd think, oh, he'd be in demand as a Pop. He is, but he's doing all these big concertos. We, however, are having him come and perform with us in a Pops format. And he'll be performing three kind of large-scale suites for us. He is doing a Gershwin medley. It's called Sweet George, but Sweet is S-U-I-T-E, so George Gershwin's Sweet. And he'll be performing music with the symphony. He'll be performing I've Got Rhythm, Embraceable You, Lady Be Good, It Ain't Necessarily So, Fascinating Rhythm, Summertime, So Wonderful, and He Loves and She Loves. So that's all the big Gershwin tunes on one piece. He'll also be performing a Stephen Foster medley, and those pieces will include every Stephen Foster favorite. My Old Kentucky Home, Camp Town Races, Ginny with the Light Brown Hair, Ring the Banjo, Beautiful Dreamer, Old Folks at Home, and Oh Susanna. So those will be fun pieces. But we're ending our season finale with a large-scale suite for harmonica and orchestra called Elvis Lives, and it features the following pieces with harmonica and symphony orchestra: Heartbreak Hotel, Can't Help Falling in Love, Hound Dog, Blue Suede Shoes, Love Me Tender, All Shook Up, Hard-Headed Woman, Are You Lonesome Tonight, Don't Be Cruel, and Jailhouse Rock.
So you've got Stephen Foster,
yes.
You have George Gershwin, and you have Elvis Presley.
Yes.
Three giants of American popular
music.
That's
right. And we are throwing in the overture to The Poet and Peasant by Franz Suppé, which is a popular light overture that opens the program. Then we'll perform the Stephen Foster and Gershwin medleys. And then after intermission, we will begin with Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody number 2. That's the real famous one. Mm-hmm. And then ending with this Elvis suite.
How many harmonicas will he use throughout the concert?
That's a good question. I think he brings 6 or 7. And I know for these medleys, he's going to switch harmonica.
Because that's interesting, because often when you have a guest artist or visiting artist, if it's a pianist or a trombonist, I mean, they have the one.
That's right.
Maybe a horn player might have a second one or something.
Right, exactly.
But here...
He's bringing the whole the whole collection. And again, these are terrific pieces. All of these works that Robert's doing, they've all been their arrangements by a wonderful composer, arranger named Eric Knight. They were written, arranged for Robert. And I thought it would be a real fun way to end the season.
Do you have a checklist of, okay, you know, what instruments we haven't featured yet. I mean, you've had bagpipes, right?
Haven't had bagpipes. Have you not? Bagpipes are that's tough. The thing about the bagpipe, here we are going to bagpipe. One of the things that's so funny in the bagpipe world is I believe all bagpipes, someone will call me a bagpipe person, but I think they're all pretty much in D major. It's a transposing instrument. A lot of bagpipers kind of forget that, and a lot of music kind of doesn't. I know of a number of cases where bagpipers will, maybe if they're local regional artists, will come and perform with an orchestra. And it's like, well, wait a minute. This is all, you're playing it in the wrong, for some reason. Yeah, it's very strange. And a lot of the music, a lot of bagpipers is different worlds. There's a very famous piece by, Peter Maxwell Davies, I think, called The Orkney Wedding that features bagpipe with the symphony orchestra. I guess the short version is if we ever feature bagpipe, we're going to do our research.
Gotcha.
Try to fly someone in from Scotland, right?
Right.
To play. But yeah, no bagpipes. We've had banjo. We're going to have electric guitar next year. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Or actually, we'll get to that in a few months, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, if you know what I mean. And we do try to vary things. When you bring in a soloist, it tends to be, for classical programs, the most popular would be violin and piano. And then it's nice to vary it a little bit. And on a pops program, you can have singers, harmonica soloists. But it's a real different sound world. In case anyone's kind of thinking, for the Elvis Lives medley, I was sent a performance that Robert did, and the audience, to give you an idea how this goes over, the audience is so noisy, yelling and screaming. It's they love it so much that I actually can't hear a lot of the music. Now I know that won't happen. We have a more well-mannered audience.
Restrained,
yeah,
yes.
Yes, which is good. But these works have been totally just so well received because it's just different enough to make it different, but you're still recognizing, of course, all these really popular tunes.
Saturday, May 21st?
Yes, 7:30 p.m., Arkansas Best Corporation Performing Arts Center. It's our season finale, and there are tickets available, not many. 452-7575 is the number to call, and fortsmithsymphony.org is our website, which will give you more information. But Robert's a terrific guy. He's had a recording contract with RCA for a number of years, and we're really looking forward to having him come.
John, thank you for your time.
Thank you.